are back with the Buffalonian podcast. I'm Joe Cali. As always, I'm joined by none other than Dom Loss. And Dom, big news of the day, the week, the month, the moment we've all been waiting for. Don Granato is no longer the Sabres head coach. It's a tough thing to see. Nice guy and all, believe me. It's tough to see a nice guy get put down like that. But
something like you got killed.
I'm not trying to say he got killed.
Yeah, well, you're but like,
no, he
you know, like a dog that like put
him down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good boy.
You got to feel a little guilty, but no, he unfortunately couldn't get over the hump, and that was something a lot of people I feel deep down knew from the start, but left the Sabres organization in a better place than when he found it. So. Let's roll right into it here. Not like we've done this already, but let's roll right into this here. Yeah.
But quickly, Granato, before we get into the Adams press conference, listen, he's a nice guy, but I just don't think he's a good enough NHL coach to really elevate his players past their talents. And I think that's where we see regression. And I think we saw that with Cousins. I think we saw that with a lot of players. I know Skinner's kind of getting older, but I think we just saw a lot of regression this year in a lot of players and how they played as a collective unit. And the power play was awful, and a lot of that leads to coaching as well, and that's the reason why they're not in the playoffs, really, is the power play. And so,
but Matt Ellis is still on the coaching staff.
He's probably getting moved out of the, I would assume.
100%.
Yeah, but
it's just funny. Everyone's like, they got the wrong Matt. They got the video editor.
Yeah, the video. Yeah. Man, you didn't edit those videos fast enough at deadline, by the way. But
you were good enough for social media. Huh?
Yeah, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's tough to see him go, but at the same time, it seems like it's the right decision for this organization. And
100%.
And it's time now to find a coach to maximize the talent that you now have. Obviously, when Granato came in, you didn't have a lot of talent.
No.
Right? You just came off trading. I guess he was interim coach, but you're trading away Eichel. You're trading away Sam Reinhart. You're trading Chris Lyon. So it was very young and kind of unproven. And now that you have proven talent, it's time to find a coach to maximize that. So I'm excited for that aspect. But mostly, I was excited. I'm gonna be honest. I missed the news originally for Granato. I was doing something else, and then all of a sudden,
you caught me.
I caught you, and then the clips of the Adams presser started to drop, and he dropped some truth bombs. And it was an unbelievable press conference. I think he handled himself very well.
Nuclear press conference.
One of the better press conferences you could probably have in that situation. Mm-hmm. Basically, just told. Honest to God, the truth, called out some players.
Mm-hmm. Cousins was one of them.
Cousins was one of them. Called out that there need to be more accountability, not only just everywhere in the organization. He called out that they need an experienced guy behind the, you know, behind the bench. And I think,
but he also didn't shy away from putting blame on himself either, which is admirable. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, he actually got out there and just did it.
Yeah.
No.
It was not a good enough season from Kevin Adams. Well, the roster was not good enough that he made. The coaching was not good enough, and the play was not good enough. So all three categories really failed.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why they're not in the playoffs. I mean, I just think coaching is an easy fix, and they'll add some players. And obviously, this is it for Adams, I think. This is his last head coaching hire. If it goes south, he's going to get fired. So a lot of pressure for him now, and I'm excited to get maybe an experienced head coach, finally an older head coach with some, you know, pedigree in the organization. I'm excited that maybe we're finding a new step to, you know, changing up the team to become more accountable, become more mature.
Yes.
And the most important thing that I took from the press conference, and other than the experience one, because the experience and the accountability is important, but the fact of him saying, yeah, honestly, guys, like, first days of training camp, our standard was not high enough.
Yeah, we were out.
And it's like, that is an unfucking believable thing to him in public.
Yeah.
You knew in September.
Yeah. When we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs saying, oh, the Sabres are playoff bound. I can't wait for this. Yeah.
You knew in September that you're like, damn, like, we are just like not like those skate, the suicide skates.
If I catch him at another concert at KeyBank Center, I'm going to.
Hey, might be at Luke Combs this weekend.
Listen, I'm going. Can't wait. I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to be like, do you remember? He's like, remember what? The 21st night of September when you knew this team wasn't destined for greatness this season. That's what
the standard was.
The standard was not high enough.
Unbelievable. Like, that's the one. Like, he killed the press conference. That's the one comment he probably should have left out.
Yeah. Because, that was on the, that wasn't on the card, Kevin. Like,
the PR guy's
honestly taking a shit in the back of the room. Like, he doesn't know what's going on.
They go in the curtain by behind him and goes, dude, great press conference, but like,
why?
Why that? Like, but,
It was. You're right, though. It was an all around. It was a great listen. It was 43 minutes long. He was out there.
Yeah.
Like he was at the Wolves. Like he was out there.
Definitely so. Like, yeah. I mean, when you fail this bad, I mean,
yeah. On coming off of a season where it was nothing but promise, and you just you literally just eat the curb. Your teeth are splattered all over the pavement. Like that's what happened. That's what happened out here.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of changes that are going to happen in the organization. We knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. We did. We did.
Kind of going slightly back to the Granado point. Like, I didn't think he was going to get fired.
I wanted it. I didn't think it would happen.
Yeah, on the fire train, like the wide receiver train for the Bills, or bullet train, like the movie. But I was on the fire Downey train, but I didn't think they would eat the contract. So I guess that's a plus for ownership. And again, it now, you know, puts all the pressure, the most pressure in the organization, I thought, in the second half of the year was all on Don Granato, because it was basically him trying to save his job. Obviously, he couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. This came close when they were alive. Yeah, they made the playoffs. Even by a point, he would have been safe.
Mm-hmm. But this whole calendar year now is all Kevin Adams. This 3 months of coming from picking your head coach to the draft to trades to free agency on July 1st is the most important 3 months of Kevin Adams' career.
Yeah.
It's literally the definition of make or break.
Do or die, make or break. Yep. Listen, like
one thing goes wrong,
you're over.
You're out.
Yeah,
you're out.
People are out on you if one thing goes wrong, and then you'll never get it back. And that's the thing. And which segues into possible replacements.
So Seth Appert, the Rochester Americans coach, I think still is on the list, but I think with him saying, M saying in the press conference that they're looking for experience behind the bench and the NHL level, that doesn't really. I mean, maybe he comes back. Maybe he comes up as an assistant.
I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind that.
No, I wouldn't mind that. And honestly, you know what? You know what's really funny?
No, tell me. I don't know.
My view of Granato is probably the best assistant coach you could possibly have. The get back out there, rock star. You know what I mean? Like sure. That kind of guy, right?
Tate Thompson said it himself. He's like, he felt like the mistakes they were making out there deserved to get benched or cut their ice time when it didn't really happen. I think the lack of a system, I think led to hesitations to what people are doing. Cause if you don't know what the other four dudes on the ice are really, like their responsibilities are, how are you supposed to know your responsibilities?
Precisely.
And listen, I like a good rush attack.
We love watching fun, fast paced hockey.
It wasn't fun, fast paced because then it was all confusion this year. This year was all like hesitation and stuff.
Right. Last year they were just playing.
They have to find a coach, like a coach we're about to mention, who can have a rush offense, but also make sure all five guys know their roles and all that. And can handle a young team that just made the playoffs this last season and won a playoff series and happened to be the Buffalo Sabres head coach and took them to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
Arguably the best teams in history.
Yep.
Lindy Ruff, who you are out on.
Okay.
No, just say you're out.
I'm not out. I'm 1.5 feet out the door. Listen.
If he gets hired, what is your reaction?
Okay. Let's see how it happens.
Bull.
I mean, listen, can I explain myself or you just crucify me out here?
Fine.
All right. Here we go. Lindy Ruff had his chance. Didn't happen, did it? No, it did not happen. Sabres do not have a Stanley Cup. They don't have a banner hanging with Stanley Cup champion in the arena. And guess what? What did he get fired for doing in New Jersey? Cutting ice time for young players and not giving them enough opportunity. What are the Sabres? The youngest team in the NHL with a prospect pool that's about a diving well deep. You know what I'm saying? So do we really want a guy who was having trouble with a young team and got fired for dealing with a young team the way he did?
Time out. He got canned because the goaltending was awful. His goaltending, the New Jersey goaltending in the last 2 years is literally the worst goaltending in the entire NHL.
That is a thing. Yes.
So I agree with you that he got, but isn't that what we also, didn't Tage Thompson just say in his press conference, we need a guy who's going to hold us accountable. They just made an entire press conference about holding people accountable. And literally you're just anti that.
I'm not anti that.
Because he cut ice time.
Not anti that. I'm just saying. I don't want the, you know, James Cook fumbles one pass and he sits the entire first.
Sure.
But like, that's not what we want. Right. Okay. I understand what you're saying. Some structure is definitely needed. Lindy Ruff had his chance. That's kind of where I'm at. I think you need to go a different direction.
Yes, but
it's all about nostalgia. Come on. Buffalo. That's
they've
the problem.
Had success with Lindy Ruff. He literally just had success last year. So it's not like he got fired 12 years ago from the Sabres job and didn't do crap since. He literally just had success. So it's not that the game has passed him by. He literally had one of the best rush offenses in the entire league last year in New Jersey. Isn't that when the Sabres are at their best? Like, if Lindy Ruff gets the UPL goaltending of this year on the Jersey team this year, they probably make the playoffs. Like, I think he's the number one candidate. And it's also for another reason. And it has nothing to do, zilch to do with anything on the ice. It's the Patrick Kane thing effect of ticket sales. Because let's be honest.
If Lindy Ruff is back in the building, like,
if
you're
they hire,
get,
there's probably three guys. If they hire, they probably will be fine with ticket sales. Lindy, if they somehow are able to throw a bag at Rob Brindamore, who is a free agent head coach after the season for the Carolina Hurricanes, but you have to wait maybe a while until they, you know, the Hurricanes either win the cup, which they'll probably retain him, or lose in the playoffs, or probably if Mike Sullivan from the Penguins gets let go.
You know who might have a might not have a job soon? Tortorella.
Nah, he's fine.
You think?
Nah, they weren't even supposed to make the playoffs.
He's a goalie pull guy though. We didn't have that. Granato wasn't a goalie pull guy. Want like the opposite extreme?
Yeah. He is too extreme with the
goalie
pull. No, with the cutting of ice time.
Tortorella.
He's too, You were just complaining about that for Lindy Ruff. Get out of here with the Tortorella stuff. And maybe Gerard Gallant, but Gerard Gallant always has like the really good first year, and then just like gets fired more like after year two. And it's like, what the hell? And it's like, people just go tired of him. So I don't know if that, but those three.
Tortorella, you're saying?
No, Gallant.
Oh, yeah.
But if you hired any of those three, Sullivan, Brindamore, or Lindy Ruff, that'll probably like completely energize that's probably tier one. Tier two, probably Craig Berube and Gallant.
Well, the thing for Lindy, too, is Kevin Adams was his assistant coach. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, there is a relationship. Yeah. And I'm just saying.
He knows how Lindy operates.
Lindy is the number one choice. It's from he knows the Buffalo community. He has a track record of having success in Buffalo. He has had a track record of having a successful rush offense of New Jersey. All he needs is good goaltending and about a little bit, some tweaks on the roster, and he could probably make this a playoff team in year one. And also, again, it's just a question of, like, who the hell is going to come to these games if you hire, like, Seth Abbard?
Yeah.
No one. Like,
let's tell you what Lindy says first day on the job. It's a joke. It's a joke. He just says everything's a joke.
Listen,
that interview.
I think Buffalo, I'll admit, at the end of Lindy's run, grew tired of Lindy. Mm-hmm. That's why he got fired. But now it's kind of like, we need Lindy. And he needs us. And it's just kind of a... We're done. That's true. You're laughing, but it is so accurate.
I know.
Like,
I know.
We both need each other. And like, listen, it's not about, at least from my perspective, it's not about winning a Stanley Cup. It's about getting to the damn playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I could care less if he goes, if he coaches for 4 years and they make the playoffs and they just don't win the Stanley Cup. If they win a round or two, I'll be a pig in
shit. But then he leaves the Sabres better than when he found it, and you get the next guy to take him to the Stanley Cup.
Exactly.
Point,
maybe
he's a bridge coach. Who knows? Like,
who knows?
He might get you to that point where you are in playoff contention and you are dangerous every year in the playoffs.
It will work.
Do you actually think that's going to happen? Should we make a bet board somewhere in here?
I think if Lindy is the head coach, they're going to make the playoffs next year.
Okay. Well, I would agree with you.
What?
I think they have too much talent not to make the playoffs next season. If they don't, this team's getting sold somewhere. I'm telling you right now, they'll be the Austin Texans
again,
something.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
look at the Coyotes.
You have to look, not the Coyotes.
That's a different scenario, but
really it's the Jets, Winnipeg Jets.
Winnipeg.
Well, the reason why the Winnipeg's in trouble is because their season ticket base is so low that they can't even sell out the arena when they're good.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres season ticket base increased a lot coming into this year because of the season.
Well, because the promise. And the now, Bandits also won a championship, too.
They don't give a
flying. Don't you split? Don't you, like, if you have Sabres
seasons? No one buys. No, the people just buy a single game band tickets. No one buys band. No one buys.
Yeah. I'm not saying no one buys Bandit season tickets. I'm saying if you buy Saber season tickets, don't you get a certain number of like Bandits games you go to?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No one buys Saber season tickets though to have Bandits tickets though. I mean,
you never know. They might be hardcore lacrosse. You're wearing a Bandits sweater right now.
The only team that can win Buffalo besides maybe the Bison.
Listen,
and the Bills.
The curse is gone. It was O.J. Simpson.
Time out.
All right? That's all I'm saying. Dog. We're going to be fine.
Time out. I can't believe you just said that. No one buys Sabres season tickets because they're going to get... It's a cool accessory. No one buys... That's thousands of dollars of tickets.
Well, everyone just splits season tickets. That's what...
It's still a Bally... Yeah. I mean, whatever. one buys. If you're that hardcore of a lacrosse fan, you just buy season tickets for the Bandits.
Do you get Sabre season tickets if you buy? I'm kidding. We're done.
No, we're done. I don't know. Maybe you do get a game or two. I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. But I know you got me a flustered with that. But again, the Sabre season ticket base is probably going to drop because of
significantly.
Not significantly, might be a little strong, but
no, significantly.
Probably down to like 9,000, 10,000, maybe. Maybe a little less than that.
50-50s won't be getting over 2,500 again.
And to get that back up,
you gotta have a
guy. The reason why it was up in the first place is because you had the expectation of, oh my god, it's gonna be playoffs. Like, everything's building. And now that you went backwards, you have to get a guy who is actually like, yes, you need a coach that's gonna hold the team accountable, has experience, can make the team better.
And who doesn't have a current job right now.
Sure.
Of course. Like, you don't have to, like, you'd have to wait for the one guy, right? Like,
Brendan Moore. Yeah, but that doesn't matter that much. If he wants to come here, they would, if he wants to come here, they would
do whatever
it takes to get him. With the Lindy factor, like, people would buy into Lindy coming back. Now, some people might be, like, a little bit like you and be like, nah, I don't care. But enough people, I think, would buy in where they could get more season tickets and they would get the off-ice benefit of having Lindy
right.
as a coach.
And listen, I'm not discrediting Lindy Ruff's ability to coach. I'm just saying he had a chance. Like, that's all I'm saying.
You
understand
what
I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm, like, 100% out on him. Like, please come in and take the Sabres to a Stanley Cup. Like, anyone. Anyone who's willing to do that, please do it. But, like,
he's willing. He wants the job. He wanted the job when it was last available.
He did? He wants the job now? Is he on record saying that anywhere?
There's literally a video of him in 2019 when they're about to hire, or 18 when they're about to hire Kruger or something like that, where he said he'd be interested in the job. And they hired Kruger.
He can come see the new video board they're going to put up.
Or the new Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Or the new roof.
Yeah.
But yes, Lindy should be. I think Lindy, if I was, number one option is Rob Brind'Amour. If he says no, and if Mike Sullivan gets let go from the Penguins, I will give Mike Sullivan a call.
I'm kidding. Have you seen that flown around?
Mike Sullivan says no. If those two guys say no, Lindy is my third option. Not Gerland, because I don't want a one-year wonder. Mm-hmm. Berube kind of was weird with the Blues. And also the Kyle Poso thing, that guy got, was it Diabasi that sent that?
No, it was,
yes, it was.
Lance Lesowski.
No, it was Diabasi who made the tweet, but Lance killed him in that because he called him like attention seeker.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It was that was wild. That was wild. I saw that.
Sneaky Joe. Let's see.
I'm 95% sure it was Joe and then Lance like went after him.
I saw it the other way. I thought it was.
No.
We're fact checking.
So back where I didn't say someone, Jeff, like there was a thought that maybe a Poso would be the coach, but I don't know. Poso seemed kind of maybe didn't do as good a job as a captain off ice as we thought because of their standards not being higher, the accountability.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to crap on him too much. I think he was a solid captain, but there's definitely enough now of stuff going around where like the leadership of the organization was very weak this year.
Yeah, you're right. It was, you know, want to do it. And it's a picture of Kyle Okposo for the stream here. You can see it. Kyle Okposo just standing there. And then we got a response. No, they don't. He's going to be a GM someday, not expecting him to go into coaching when he has a young family.
No, they'll read below it.
The fact that anyone thinks this could be serious says a lot about this organization.
And then read below that tweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some beef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Sorry, you work. Joe does work at GR, so I won't.
Yeah,
we'll stop. But like,
yeah,
there was some significant beef.
Yeah, no, Twitter, the Twitter wars, or is it?
Yeah,
still twitter.com. They haven't changed the URL in X my wars. Mind. So,
no, that doesn't
like that,
doesn't it? But
doesn't sound good.
New coach, we'll see. I don't know when they're like.
Do you think Lindy's hired within 2 weeks? Do you think it's a quick decision? Do you think it's like what would it be?
I think Adams did say in the press conference he already has some kind of. Someone to come. I don't know if someone. I don't know if he said someone to come in mind or like he has.
He
like,
said some. He said names come to mind.
Names like, come to mind. Okay, said. So he's like a list. He has. Yeah. He has a plan. I think he made a big deal about. Hey, we have a plan. Which
Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff.
No, L I N D Y space R U F F.
He's probably replaying his old interviews in the office right now.
Dude,
thinking, Lindy
has some
come
cool
home.
Moments. I'm just saying, like I think.
Yeah, it's a joke or whatever. The call
that the brawl. him cursing out some refs. Like, yeah. I just think we need that, man. I think we need some.
How old is he now?
I'm going to make the prediction right now.
Over under 75.
Oh, under.
How old is he? How old was he last time? He looked old last time.
I'm going to say
over under 60.
Over. I'm going to say he's 68.
All right. I go 69. Funny number.
64. Dang.
Okay. So, wow, he's.
Yeah, he's not as old.
He's not that bad.
Yeah. I probably could have thought that because he played for the Sabres in the 80s.
So I mean, cardiovascularly, he might be. Well, because of all the stress he's under and sure, stuff like that.
You could
that,
have assumed but... that he played with the Sabres in the 80s, so I probably could have assumed that he was born in the 60s.
Former
so.
Player, former coach.
Coach again.
Coach 2.0.
It's like Grover Cleveland for the United States. Well, here's, president, here's... president, took a gap, president again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know. You never know. Listen, it's very interesting.
Who's that, who's the Yankees? Who was the Yankees manager that got fired a bunch? I think he managed them like 7 times. Billy Martin. Boom. 70s. Yeah, he got fired like 7 times by the Yankees, but they kept asking him back.
Yeah.
No. What a stupid organization that was.
Yeah, but, right. You know. I mean, but look at them now. I mean, they're slumping to the Blue Jays, but whatever.
Better than the Red Sox.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't hate it, but I don't also like don't.
Sure, it's not
love
the top,
it.
It's up the top of your list.
Yeah,
I don't think Lindy's the top of my
Brendan
list.
Moore would be
Brendan Moore, but I just think
that's my guy.
Yeah, that realistically,
Lindy actually has a great lane into the organization, especially if he has interest.
Realistically, let's put it this way: realistically, Lindy is the number one option because if Sullivan doesn't get let go, you're not going to get him, and if Brendan Moore doesn't want to leave Carolina or something to Carolina, you're not going to get him.
Yeah,
and that might be listen. Might the Sabres, the there might be more openings available. You know what I mean? So the Sabres may be competing with people for these spots. So.
Right, because they're just interims in some places that they're going to interview
for.
Yeah, so
definitely going to be interesting, but I think that does it. We're going to skip Bill's talk.
Yeah, not a lot going on there. I mean,
Bison's off to a solid start. Bandits making the playoffs again.
Yeah, they clinched. They clinched last week.
I think they got a home playoff game now, or if they get another win.
Maybe. I think they got a win this week.
Yeah.
For that.
But before we end,
yeah,
our typical kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's your week. That's right. Yeah, we had cheerleading and swimming last week. What do we have this week? And tennis and golf the first week.
I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
I think MLB The Show is the best sports video game.
Yes. Maybe. My personal taste is EA Sports PGA Tour, I'm going to be honest with you.
Really? The golf one?
I very much love that game. Like, I can sit there and play that for hours. The Show... When it doesn't have my last name pronunciation, so I'm just Joe Daddy. Like, it just gets old. You know what I mean? Like, that I have to pick, like, or Joe Cal.
I'll say this. I think the golf game is fun. I do enjoy playing that. It just pisses me off every once in a while. Like,
that's EA's better game, though. Madden sucks.
Like, Madden is
NHL.
Madden
sucks.
Is a game where it's like, Madden's fun to play with your friends and just rage, but like, you just know it's not a good product. Like, that's not good.
Hopefully they change that with the college football game.
Yeah.
They look like they're pouring everything
sure,
into that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That'll be good.
I mean, hockey is mid. Like, it's kind of, I don't even get that anymore.
It's been the same game since 2012.
2K, I've just never been the biggest 2K fan. I've never been really all that good at 2K, so that probably leans at it. They're making a tennis game.
It's out, I think, isn't it?
It might be.
Yeah, it was on the store. We're avid Xbox players.
I will just say this. As a person that's played tennis, though, I just, and as you could tell, I'm becoming an avid watcher of tennis. Mm-hmm. The unrealistic of like the long rallies of that game would probably piss me off. But the reason why I think MLB is the best game is because I think it's the most complete game. You could play with your friends now, co-op.
Yeah.
2v2, 3v3. I think that's
three.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
You can play your... I think the My Career, the Road to the Show is really good.
Yep. Through AA, AAA,
I think it's arguably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Diamond Dynasty, which is kind of like you build your own team, you collect cards, kind of do stuff. I think that's the best mode. That's better than Mutt.
Yeah, Madden Ultimate Team.
Madden Ultimate Team. Yeah. Like, it's significantly... like, and that. And I just... I very... You could do Home Run Derby. I just think it's the best game. I also will 100% acknowledge right now, I don't give a crap about FIFA. Like, I've never played a FIFA.
It also doesn't exist anymore. EA Sports is now EA FC, and then FIFA branched off into their own company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like split. So yeah, it's not the same.
All my knowledge of it, I completely not never playing a soccer game.
I only got it on Game Pass one time because Ted Lasso was in it, and AFC Richmond was. So it was interesting to actually play as their franchise, like move the players.
Oh, sure,
and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure.
But after literally immediately after watching the show, I did that for like a week, and then I got tired of that game.
I just
kept getting yellow carded for slide tackling the entire time.
Shocker. Yeah. I'll just admit, like, we're like completely casual for soccer fans.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch the World Cup if there's like Team USA kind of randomly on. Like, I'll watch that.
Right.
If there's some
Champions
other...
League, Arsenal's playing today. I know that just because I've seen.
If there's like a big soccer event, I'll watch it. Like, it's kind of like a majority of the sports I'll watch.
Yeah.
That.
But... Like, yeah, we just watched the Masters all the way through. Like,
I'm not even the biggest. Like, I'll watch the last round of a tournament for golf. Like,
yeah. I mean, honestly. Sitting here in 2024 watching Tiger Woods golf is pretty cool. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though he went 10 over on the second day.
Third day.
No, it was by the end of the second. He was
No,
cooked.
It was third day. He made the cut. He got.
Well, he made the cut.
That's day two. Dingus?
Yeah, it was day three, right? Because he was plus one, and then he just rolled off.
I also as a
but the problem isn't golfing for him. It's walking 18 every time.
As a casual golf fan with Tiger. He played really well day one. I think he was one under through 13 and then got screwed because they didn't finish their 18.
Yeah, he had to play.
So if he would have been able to play his full 18, he probably would have been under par.
Mm-hmm.
He shot really good. Day two, shooting a 72 was really good because the average was like a little over a 74, which is two over. So for him to shoot par was impressive to make the cut.
Yeah.
His body, though, just cannot handle a four-day tournament.
No. And it's honestly, it handled it better than last year. Remember when he was in the bunker last year and we saw his leg visibly like bend when he like chipped it out of there?
I mean,
like it held better this year, but listen, he made 24 straight cuts. Like that's unreal.
Yeah. I mean,
he's got the record and
it's
for
always,
all he's been through.
It's always good to see a legend play.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it interesting. Like I literally woke up this morning to watch Rafael Nadal play a clay tournament.
Yeah.
A random clay match.
And you know what? July 20th. I'm going to watch Mike Tyson beat the shit out of Jake Paul. That's what I'm going to do. So, listen.
What a random... I don't understand.
He's a legend, though.
I don't understand how we went from Don Granato to video games to Tiger and Rafael Nadal to now Mike Tyson.
Listen, no, we were talking about legends. Mike Tyson's a boxing legend.
Have you ever been to the... we're going to go really off topic, but whatever. You ever been to the Boxing Hall of Fame?
No, I've
really? It's in New York.
To. Yeah.
It's only like a couple hours.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should go one day then.
I've been there.
Oh, let's go.
It's actually, it's really small. Like,
yeah.
It's incredible. It's like two buildings. It's like we're at the highway.
Huh. All right. We'll go one day then.
That's like, I'll explain myself. Like, my dad and I went to the Boxing Hall of Fame. We then went to Boston to watch the Red Sox kick the crap out of the Mets, which is cool because I never saw the Red Sox play.
Yeah. And you got before. To see the Mets fall. Yeah.
Saw Max Scherzer, who's a Hall of Famer,
mm-hmm.
get cooked. And then we drove back and went to the Basketball of Fame because it's in Springfield.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Basketball of Fame either. Before that moment, I should say. So, I don't think I've been to the boxing, I've been to the baseball, football, NHL because it's in Toronto, and basketball now.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool little trip.
Well, if you have Netflix, you're actually able to just watch the fight. It's going to be at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, I believe.
Oh, if you just had Netflix?
Mm-hmm. And it's not pay-per-view. You have to have a Netflix subscription. But you can watch it. If you have 90% of Americans have Netflix. I mean, it's pretty much open to all, you know?
Again, casual. I'll probably end up watching like a round or two.
Yeah. I'm going to. You know what? It's only going to last a round and a half because Mike Tyson's still a savage. Well, have you seen those training videos?
You better hope it only lasts a round and a half.
Yeah, because he can't carry the fight all the way through.
Goes,
yeah.
Goes
you see him running the 40-yard dash today?
Who?
Mike Tyson?
I don't follow Mike Tyson.
He looked like a COD zombie and just like sounded like one too.
So you actually think he's going to win?
He's still got killer punches. Yeah.
Did you see his last fight? I saw his last
fight. Yeah, but he's training a little harder because Jake Paul's younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should see the speed of Mike Tyson. I'll show you after we wrap
I've
here.
Seen it, but like it's
Jake's speed, Tyson's speed. Tyson still has more speed and power than what's his name? Jake Paul.
Paul Jake?
Sorry, two first names throws me off. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this edition of the Buffalo.
What an unbelievable five.
What a finish. What a finish. That's going to do it for this edition of the Buffalo Name Podcast. I'm Joe Calley. As always, I'm joined by none other than Dom Loss. Dom, how do we always end these, buddy?
Go Bills, baby.
Go Bills.